The following is an audio recording of Why Americans Can't Handle the Truth When It Comes to Drugs, published April 21, 2022, on abolishthedea.com.
The reader who believes that I am desperately in favor of drug use is wrong. I am desperately in favor only of complete honesty about drugs, whereby intelligent persons may make intelligent decisions about using or abstaining from any given substance. Complete honesty, that is to say, about all drugs, including everything from ketamine to SSRIs, from LSD to alcohol, from opium to tobacco. This honesty that I'm after would be based not on wish fulfillment or eye-catching one-off anecdotes, but rather on actual outcomes of actual use patterns, telling potential users in effect, if you use substance A in this way, then X is statistically likely to happen, if you use it in that way, then Y, with such reports focusing both on the reported subjective and objective benefits and downsides of use. My urgency derives from the fact that there is no such drug honesty in the United States. Instead, users must decide for themselves precisely how much of drug warrior bluster, overstatement, and factual cherry-picking should justifiably discourage them in their particular use of a particular substance. That said, it is emphatically not just the drug war which is to blame for this lack of honesty about drugs in America. There is another force at work in American society that limits our understanding about so-called drugs, and that is what I call the sanctification effect. It is a descendant of the American penchant for medicine shows in the 19th century, wherein an authority figure, generally decked out as a doctor, convinced a desperate audience that a bottle of Dr. Good would cure everything that ailed them and without any untoward side effects whatsoever. This sanctification effect appears whenever capitalism, or more specifically the entrepreneurial spirit, works to promote an unnuanced and glorified understanding of a psychoactive substance in order to peddle that substance to an often desperate clientele. Such a drug soon becomes beatified in the minds of its champions, who are thenceforth averse to even contemplating facts that might conduce to removing said substance from the pedestal that has been fashioned for it, often through a powerful combination of wishful crowdthink and a conscious sales strategy of ambitious entrepreneurs. This tendency to sanctify is understandable as a reaction to the omnipresence of drug war lies and misinformation in American society. It's especially understandable in those who believe as I do in our right to control our own minds and thought processes. Why, after all, would we want to give ammunition to our enemies so that they can emotionally trash psychoactive substances still further? Yet lies should be met with truth if we are ultimately to gain our freedom from those who would demonize psychoactive substances, even if such truth might seem to play into the hands of our opponents in the short run. For it's not simply isolated truths that will eventually set us free, but rather the whole truth and nothing but the truth. In a world of such rigorous truth-telling, the unfounded and sensationalized fears of Chicken Little drug warriors will be seen for the uneducated panic that they represent. For a specific example of this sanctification effect, let us consider ketamine. It is marketed as a new godsend for depression and highly praised both by entrepreneurs in the field and those who hope to benefit from the drug. So far, so good, as there is indeed some reason for excitement, especially in cases of severe depression. And yet ketamine use is not without risk. I learned that there were risks, however, not from American doctors, and certainly not from those doctors attempting to sell the drug as a depression treatment, but rather from articles written by doctors in Hong Kong and Malaysia, where ketamine has been linked to urological problems in certain users. This negative factoid, however, is silenced in America by the above-mentioned sanctification effect. Why? Because generally speaking, the only folks who are talking extensively about ketamine depression therapy are the desperately depressed and those who cater to them capitalistically speaking, neither of whom are eager to hear about flaws in a substance that they are embracing, and or marketing, as a long-awaited panacea. So we have lies coming from both sides when it comes to drugs like ketamine. The drug war encourages us to fear the drug uncritically, while the sanctification effect leads us to embrace the drug uncritically. That's why we need a drug education agency to replace the highly mendacious DEA, which has been brazenly libeling plant medicine since its inception in 1973. We need an honest, nonpartisan, and completely independent agency that neither touts drugs nor demonizes them, but rather provides totally unbiased and statistically based results of actual use of specific psychoactive substances in specific contexts, to clearly demonstrate how said substances can be used most safely for worthwhile purposes and in what ways their use may be seen to cause actual problems in the real world, problems, that is, which are not caused, as so many drug problems are today, by drug criminalization itself. As this analysis suggests, it is not just the drug warrior who would oppose the creation of such a completely honest agency, it is the capitalist as well. For if we were completely honest about ketamine in this way, we would also have to be completely honest about big pharma meds, and complete honesty based on actual usage would show Americans, in black and white, as it were, after years of self-interested silence on this point from financially interested parties, that many SSRI antidepressants lead to a lifetime of substance dependency while yet not fixing depression, but rather leading in the long term to emotional flatlining. And so when it comes to psychoactive substances, Americans of both parties are like Lieutenant Coffee in A Few Good Men. They say they want the truth, but they can't handle the truth.
P.S. Some might say that drugs are covered honestly in academia, but this is not so. Any survey of the literature shows that almost all discussion of psychoactive substances is written with a myopic focus on the downsides of use. The collective effect of this body of literature is to toe the drug war line that there is no rational use for psychoactive substances, a stance which is at odds both with the history of substance use, as, for instance, when Soma inspired the Vedic religion, and the very basics of human psychology, which tell us that the search for self-transcendence is universal and not pathological as the prudish academic literature on this topic seems to imply.
You have been listening to an essay entitled, Why Americans Can't Handle the Truth About Drugs, published April 21, 2022, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit abolishthedea.com.